Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can, sir.
Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
My name is Scott Adair, 30765.
Thank you, sir. And good afternoon. You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on February 5th, 2019. Is that correct, sir?
That's correct, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. As you can see on the video conference screen, I'll begin with the opposite side working toward me. We have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, Mr. Turner, and he will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Adair and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes,
I do.
Mr. Adair, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. And do keep in mind there's a separate motion that passes this hearing from phase one to phase two. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes.
Thank you. I will begin phase one of this hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal ways of company as follows. Violation of condition 12A as demonstrated by a failure to establish residence at Desert Cove Halfway House, 1835 West St. Mary's Road, Tucson, Arizona, on or about December 17, 2018. Your whereabouts are a known industrial absconder from supervision. Mr. Adair, is this true or false?
That is true.
Thank you. I will now make a motion to pass this hearing from phase one to phase two, and that is based on Mr. Adair's admission. I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Adair, we're going to continue with the second phase of your hearing. And it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner, our committee corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Adair. Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Adair was released from ADC custody on 12-10-2018 and arrested on 1-5-2019 by Tucson PD. No new charges were noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 1-5-2019 with an adjusted CSED of 7-27-2019 with 19 abscond days. Current convictions, 2017, theft means of transportation, 2 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2015, robbery, 9 months. This is his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-3, mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 2. There's no STD information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2016 TIS release, completed 1 month. He had no disciplinary. Other arrest, 2005, threat, intimidation, California, juvenile detention. 2008, theft, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2008, assault, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2008, controlled substance violation, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2009, burglary, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2009, theft, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2009, burglary, second degree, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2009, burglary, second degree, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2010, domestic violence, California, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2013, burglary, second degree, California, felony conviction, state prison. He has a GV score of G2, V4.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Back to you, Mr. Adair. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections with an approved residence. That is your mother's residence, Angela Edwards, at 4880 North Sabino Canyon, Tucson, Arizona. On December 17, 2018, you were placed at Desert Cove Halfway House, located at 18351 West St. Mary's Road, Tucson, Arizona. You failed to establish residence at the program as directed, so with you missing from community supervision for 19 days, Mr. Adair, what happened?
On December 18th, I was hospitalized. I was picked up by an ambulance that's near Speedway and Swan. I was discharged from the hospital at 12:30, 1:18. I still have the wristband here. I don't have any paperwork. I haven't had a chance to speak to any family since I have been incarcerated again. I was on my way to check in with my parole officer, Quintella. I had spoken to her on the phone at 12:18. And I've been sick with pneumonia. I had almost a surgery on my right lung. That is why I didn't report. That is why I didn't report to the Desert Cove. I don't have, like I said, any other paperwork except just this wristband. That's right here. That's what I'm holding.
I appreciate that you held on to that. How long were you in the hospital, sir?
Was it 10 days?
10 days? With pneumonia?
Yes, sir.
And how are you feeling now?
I'm not sure. It's good. I'm having a liver problem. I'm having acute liver failure. They're not sure if it's Hep C or if it's related to the pneumonia, but I'm still ill.
I'm sorry to hear that. Hep C, I recognize, is kind of scary. I understand there's treatment for that now, which is uplifting when there's effective treatment. You were initially living with your mother, and according to our notes, she stated that she didn't want you to live with her anymore, and that's when you were transferred to Desert Cove. So what happened there?
We don't have the best terms in my life, and I have a little younger brother that's in grade school, and I figured that it would be best for me to go out of my home and go to a halfway house. I have another brother that lives on the east side of Tucson, and I've been working with him. This halfway house, Desert Cove, is all the way south of Tucson. So there is no real reason why I didn't want to go to that halfway house. I just wanted to stay closer to where my employment was. My mom just wasn't going to work. It was becoming an impediment to my little brother's education.
And how old is your little brother?
He's 12 years old.
I see. Okay, we'll ask our fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Yes, Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. I have a few notes I would like to read for the record. In reference to him leaving his mother's address on 12/17/2018, Angela Edwards, a sponsor's mother, contacted the PO, stated that the offender has mental health issues not being addressed. Mother thinks it's I can't pronounce the word. Based on his behaviors and things that he is saying, putting on Facebook, Fender is also smoking weed and buying weed from the homeless park. Fender got into an argument with sponsored because he took his little brother with him to Circle K and smoked weed in front of him. Fender was told multiple times he needed to get help if he wanted to stay in the home. However, he hasn't been doing anything he was supposed to. She states that she no longer wanted him to live there. She believes he will freak out and break things if she was to direct call local law enforcement if it occurs. After he saw his PO and they found out that he hadn't returned, Fender called at 11:44 a.m. To advise that he did not stay at Desert Cove Reentry like he was supposed to on 12/17/18, that he was on the east side with a family friend, and that he was not coming in because of transportation issues and because he did not want to go back to prison. We advised him we were not going to take him back to custody, that we wanted to help him get into a halfway house so he can have a placement, but in order to do that, he would have to come to the office after going back and forth about the issues. He said he would come into the office like in an hour, and that was his little brother was going to provide him transportation. On 12/27/2018, parole officer contacted both St. Mary's and St. Joseph's Hospital. The offender was not listed as being admitted at either facility.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Okay, Mr. Adair, I do recognize that you showed your hospital band, but we don't have record on this side. You were saying that there's no record, I'm sorry, Mr. Turner, that he was in hospital at St. Mary's, sir?
No, there's no record.
Okay. Mr. Adair, what caused the Tucson Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested on your absconding warrant?
Sorry?
What caused the Tucson Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested?
I was released from Banner Hospital. It's down the street from a Circle K. I walked to the Circle K to buy a cup of coffee, and a clerk had said that I had stolen a phone charger from the Circle K. There's three officers out front of Circle K while I was inside, and they accused of stealing this phone charger. As I walked out of Circle K, the officer stopped me, searched my person. I didn't have any stolen items from the Circle K. And I gave him my name, and I had a warrant. I was unaware that I had a warrant.
Okay, Mr. Dick. We're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us. But this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand before the board goes into discussion? Thank you, Mr. Adair.
Yes, the hospital is not St. Mary's. It was Banner. It was where this was still is from. If you had checked Banner Hospital, there would be a record of my release and my stay there. Also, my parole officer had agreed that because of my PTSD, that marijuana was acceptable. It just isn't, it's not acceptable around my little brother. I accept that. I understand that that's an issue, and that is why I went to go to a halfway house.
Thank you, Mr. Adair. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. The board is now in discussion. The board members, I certainly feel for Mr. Adair. It sounds like that he's fighting some illness and also having a little bit of struggle with his home relationship. But upon gathering all the information this afternoon, double check on how much time he has left, but I am not finding him a suitable candidate for returning community supervision, especially under these circumstances, in particular with him absconding for 19 days in which we could not account for his behavior in the community. But that's where we begin the discussion. Who in the for the input, I'm going to make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to this board in warrant number 2019W0011, our discussion of Mr. Adair, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Adair was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapses, lots of lapses, and a criminal record company, in as much that he absconded for 19 days and we could not monitor his behavior in the community, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by Honorable Mr. Johnson, agreed upon by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse and the Honorable Mr. Neal. Mr. Adair, I certainly feel for your health conditions, but your supervision has been revoked. But you will be released on or about July 27, 2019. So we just take advantage of these last months, put together a plan for your safe return to the community. We certainly wish you a safe, healthy, and productive return to the community. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and Mr. Adair would appreciate it if you give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.